Blog Talk Radio.
Know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass. Let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty,
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but nigga, feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a bitch that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass. Let a nigga know that he arrived.
We got a short show today, man. So, OG, having that business with your host, so we're going to get to the business. Really with no breaks today. Martial law is the subject and the topic for the day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all excuse me, it's going to be corking the box thing. But you know, we had to get the show in because I promised y'all we were going to do it on Wednesday and Thursday. So, martial law and its effect on the penal system. I already know Shay's prepared for her part in the show. So I know I had to do a little something. On my end, I wanted to talk about the state of emergency part dealing with martial law. But I didn't know that for my co-host was going to come with. So I just want to give y'all a little bit of what I have so far. This is the Movement 720. Our show is for the people, by the people. The platform that we use to be a voice for those who don't have a voice, and a lot of those who haven't had the opportunity to have a voice to have a voice. We're for the community. We're for uplifting of our people, and, you know, people that's in the struggle, for the youth especially, and just for growth, overall growth. So with that being said, it's, you know, I'm your host, OG Hunter, the business. I got my co-host Sharon Brown on the show with me today. We thank y'all for calling in and listening, and we hope y'all learn something from the show. All right. So, martial law and its effect on the penal system. Now, we got to first understand what we're talking about, which is martial law. Martial law is the imposition of direct military control of normal civilian functions of government, especially in response to a temporary emergency such as invasion or major disaster or an occupied territory. Martial law can be used by governments to enforce their rule over the public. Such incidents may occur after a coup d'etat. For example, in Thailand 2006 and 14, and Egypt in 2013. Y'all check that out too, y'all. When threatened by popular protests to suppress political opposition or to stabilize insurrections or perceived insurrections, martial law may be declared in cases of major natural disasters. However, most countries use a different legal construct, such as a state of emergency. And that's what I want to talk about with y'all. Okay. A government or division of government, which, for example, on a municipal, provincial, state level, may declare that their area is in a state of emergency. And this means, listen to me now, this means that the government can suspend and or change some functions of the executive, the legislative, and or judiciary during this period of time. It alerts citizens to change their normal behavior and orders government agencies to implement emergency plans. A government can declare a state of emergency during a time of natural or human-made disaster, during a period of civil unrest, or following a declaration of war or situation of international internal armed conflict. Justitium is equivalent in Roman law, where the Senate can put forward a final declare that was not subject to dispute. Understand what I'm saying? Not subject to dispute. So this can't even be argued. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to excuse me right now. I got somebody harass me. I got somebody harass me. But I deal with it, though. It can also be used as a rationale or pretext for suspending rights and freedoms guaranteed under a country's constitution or basic law. The procedure for and legality of doing so is varied by country. So, you know, each one I've read lets y'all know that each country has its own distinct way of mandating and signifying how they go about their state of emergency during this martial law period. So notice that I fit it that way, state of emergency during this martial law period, okay? But in retrospect, when there's a state of emergency declared, then the powers that be can, you know, hand down martial law upon the land. So you got to understand, like, these people basically become our government. They could become our police. They become everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm gonna leave it up for Shay, because like I said, I don't know what she's at. You know what I'm saying? As far as what she's gonna say, and I don't want to take anything from what she's gonna say. I just want people to know, just basically that they really come in and they beat the police. You know what I'm saying? And we have to prepare for that, because you know, a lot of us are quick to, you know, bat against stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you gotta understand the situation. That's why I say pay attention to what's going on in the world and the news nowadays, because if you don't understand what's going on, you may feel like you're justified with your actions. But in reality, there may be some things going on in the world that's more severe than we may be able to grasp ourselves. So with that being said, you also have to keep in mind that we're a part of a country that has a crooked government. And there could also be a ulterior motive in plan for them calling for martial law or state of emergency. So, I mean, I'm doing this because I want people to be more in tune and educated about the things that they need to know, you know what I'm saying, that they don't know. Because, you know, I didn't even know everything I needed to know about this. You know, still don't to the extent of what I feel like I should. But it's a blessing to be able to give this to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is truly a blessing to be able to give this to y'all. It's something that needs to be said, something that needs to be covered, something that needs to be discussed. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like that guys in the penal system, you know, they need to understand what's going on with martial law, because you got so many myths and so many different things about what's going to happen if they declare martial law. Some people spelling it the wrong way and getting the wrong interpretation. So that was this right here, like I said, is a platform. And, you know, it's amazing to be able to have the opportunity to show people the differences and things that they misunderstood and didn't understand, and help them learn about this and also grow in knowledge, you know. So in retrospect, you know, we work hand in hand with each other, man, on finding out information and doing everything that we can to enlighten y'all on things that y'all may have misunderstood or you may not know and would like to know. So we just bring, you know, giving fruit to our labor, man, with this show as usual and as always, man. And, you know, giving the people something that they can take in and grasp and, you know, embrace and use, you know what I'm saying, in their walk and growth in life. So with that being said, I'm going to invite my co-host on the show. It's Sharon Brown. Sharon, Shay.
Yes.
Shay, you ready? Shay, you trying to, what? I'm going to have to call Grandma on the show today, because I receive right now. What? Did I step on your toes on these right here?
No.
Okay, I'll just make sure. Because I was trying to fill in, and I didn't know what I was, you know what I'm saying? I just did me a little studying and some stuff myself, and I ain't know. I know you be taking notes and you got your stuff together, so I'm trying to make sure ain't, you know, just you doing everything by yourself, not Shane. That's all it was.
Well, that's quite wonderful. I appreciate the love and assistance that you quite often give on many, many, many different occasions. It take all of us coming together, listening and learning to one another to bring some understanding on the subject that you bring forth, and also the things that are going on around us and how it will affect our everyday normal lives. I took into consideration the subject when you brought it before me, and in my research I was finding a whole lot of crazy stuff, how martial law would affect the penal system. You know, I found videos on, you know, all the prisoners would be ordered to get executed, which that was a lie. I couldn't confirm that in no valid substantial resource that I know of. On the federal level, they were saying, you know, that the pods were designed for a reason, to where they could release, it would become, you know, gas chambers. And again, all of that, I could not validate it or refute it one way or the other when I was doing the research. But I do know that in the case of martial law, one way it will affect prisoners is that their right to go home would be hindered. You know, someone could be scheduled to go home the next day following martial law, but they would not be able to go. They would be detained unlawfully. So the writ, it's called the writ of habeas corpus, could be suspended or would be suspended, because during martial law, all free movement ceased. You know, they had the right to come in and to take away the right of unreasonable searches and seizures and, you know, freedom of association and freedom of any type of movement, be it within the prison system and, you know, outside the prison system, even in your everyday activities that you engage upon. And this truly is a good topic. You know, not only I think it would affect the prisons behind the walls, but it would definitely, you know, affect everybody, and how I see it affecting them, because if all movement stopped, how would the guys receive, you know, their canteen when the trucks have to come into the facilities and different other supplies that they would need in order to function at some level of humanity, you know, like getting the necessary supplies.
So everything would just stop.
Yes. They can halt all movement. The food truck wouldn't come in to deliver food. You know, you could go into a case of starvation. And again, these are just some examples of how serious martial law is. And the sad part about it, it can be declared by the president and Congress, but on the state level,
Lord,
your government can declare martial law. Just say, for instance, if a riot breaks out, we would say the hot topic now is surrounding the flag, and he feel like everything is in disarray. He can declare martial law where, you know, at 6 o'clock everybody has to be in the house, or you can't be caught outside of the house without proper identification, or else you will be unlawfully stopped, searched, and detained. You know, just for not simply possessing, you know, your identification. You know, just think about it. If nothing is allowed to move, if nothing is allowed, I mean, no movement, everything stops. The only thing you can do is look outside of your window, outside of your cell, and see the National Guard trucks rolling. Better yet, they can come in and remove everyone from the home and take them to prison. That will cause overcrowding, so that will be another way that it would also, you know, affect the ones that are currently behind the walls. Because you think about it, if they declare martial law tomorrow and they have to detain so many persons who break the codes, then where would they put them? They're going to have to detain them somewhere. So it would be an influx of persons coming into detention centers, the county jail, the workforce centers, Parchment, and any other place that would have the ability to, you know, hold persons until they release the order of martial law. So it really has its effect on not only the prison system, but also on society as well. But it is more so detrimental, I think, in my humble opinion, to the ones who are behind the walls, because their movement is already restricted. But when you take away life basic necessities by not allowing those different services to come to the prisons to be of service, then you run the risk of, you know, riots breaking out within the prisons and everything else, because they won't be able to get food or, you know, the necessary supplies or anything. So it's really something to think about, in especially in this day and time where we're in a cultural clash of ideas and It's almost, well, yeah, we definitely are in a cultural clash of different ideas, from the liberals to the Republicans to the Democrats, also to the basic beliefs of white supremacy to Nazism, all the way. It's just crazy. So, you know, it is not something that is so far-fetched as maybe it once was, because they were definitely there. Go ahead.
Did you notice the two different definitions of martial law? Did you see, like, the slight difference in them?
Well, I see the trickery in the two definitions, because who's to say what is the definition of civil unrest? 1,000 people out in 1,000 African Americans out in the street doing the protest. Some may say, well, okay, civil unrest is going on, or if they begin to loot, is there civil unrest, or is this just a single act of defiance to a particular cause?
I noticed, like, in some of the examples that they brought up, martial law being executed in the act of preventing a protest. You see what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
That caught my eye. Like, martial law can be used against protest, and that's mm-hmm. and, you know, I thought about what's going on now, and then, you know, like, why would it hit me to have a need to? You know what I'm saying? Want martial law to be a subject. I'm thinking about it now, like, right now with the protests going on everywhere now, people need to be educated on that, on the possibilities of what could be done and how they would try to use it. You know, in order to prepare for something, you got to know about it. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn about it. You have to understand it. So if you don't, your reaction to it could be wrong, in the sense of it could be detrimental. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying this to, like, to help people to understand and, like, be of an assistance to them in some type of way, so they won't make the wrong mistakes. Because the smarter we are, the wiser we are in our actions, that plays a major role in how far we go in life. You know what I'm saying? So I want the people to know that. I'm looking at two different ones. One said the law applied in occupied territory. Excuse me. Oh, man. All right. The first one says the law applied in occupied territory by the military authority of the occupying power. The law administered by military forces that is invoked by government in an emergency when the civilian law enforcement agencies are unable to maintain public order and safety. Now, that's what they, okay, I'm trying to make a point, like, okay, the first one is the law applied occupied territory. Huh?
Right, you're right. Let me give you a good example of what you're saying when you say that. My sister is a veteran, and I didn't believe it could happen. But you are absolutely right. Even if they declare a threat in another territory, the story was told to me that they forcefully, with their guns and their rifles and their AK-47s, went and removed over 15,000 people from their homes for no apparent reason in an unoccupied territory where they had even no business even going over there doing that. So, yes, you're right. They do that. So that's the first definition. So what were you saying about the second? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was saying the second one is the law administered by military forces that is invoked by a government in an emergency when the civilian law enforcement agencies are unable to maintain public order and safety. Okay. basically it's like, okay, the military, again, with the military, but they're coming in because the police departments weren't able to deal with the matter, such as, for example, a riot. And they are unable to maintain public order and safety. So, you know, basically, okay, you police departments in the city of Cincinnati can't deal with the protests because y'all saying things are getting too out of hand. So we're going to bring the military in right now and shut everything down and get everything back in order. Right?
Right.
Okay, so once things get back in order, because a lot of people have this question also, once things get back in order, what's going to happen to these people? Like, what's the next step? You know what I'm saying?
The ones that they detain probably will be brought up on bogus charges and sentenced. You know, looking at the movie Detroit, I don't know how many people saw the movie Detroit or even know about, you know, the riots that took place in Watts and any type of riot that took place when they bring, when they use martial law to come in to control civilians. Look at a lot of those people. When the smoke cleared, a lot of them was brought up on charges. Just by merely having the freedom of association, meaning being in that particular area. And they go to prison. So it's, you know, when there is real, true, uncivil rest, yes, I agree with bringing them in to maintain order and get things back under control. But so many times during history, the only time martial law has ever been implemented was when it was during the civil rights era. It didn't last long, but they did it. It was during any time where it was one race pitted against another race that it was implemented, no other time. You know, I feel like the riot that happened in Charlottesville, they should have immediately implemented martial law, but guess what? You know, I'm not racist on no shape, form, or fashion. I see facts and facts only. They showed men pointing weapons at the police. And nothing, absolutely not nothing happened to them. Had it would have been us, the tanks would have been on standby before the rally even started. So, you know, you just have to know what you're dealing with, especially now, because we to some degree, we are in civil unrest with so many people being awakened to the injustices that's been going on, which they've been going on for years, but it's almost like everybody went to sleep, but now everybody is beginning to waking back up and realizing we're fighting the same fight that we fought, you know, in the 60s, and you can even see it in the criminal justice system with the disproportionate number of African Americans being in prison. We're fighting the same, but they're going to use different tactics. So we need to begin to use different tactics by understanding and knowing what's going on around us. And in the case of, you know, what would happen if they implement martial law today or even tomorrow? They can implement martial law after a natural disaster. What would you do if they do that and you're not able to leave your home to go and get the necessary supplies needed to sustain you and your family's life? Or, you know, the guys that are within the prison system, they were not able to get their commissary as they should. What would happen if the food vendors did not send the shipment of food needed to feed everyone in the system, whether they eat it or not? what would really happen. So I think those are the detrimental effects of martial law as it relates to the penal system.
Word. Thank you, Shay. This martial law thing, it's serious, like serious, like, but the crazy thing about it, okay, you might be listening and saying, like, that's the stream, okay. You have to think about the fact that for that to be extreme, it has to be something that's also extreme for that to be possible. That means, like, the things that's going on right now in the world is way more serious than a lot of people have taken. You know, people lose their lives. It's very disrespectful. It's very disgraceful. It's very humiliating. You know what I'm saying? And it's a poor show of what America's supposed to stand for. And the foundation, you know what I'm saying, the country's supposed to be based on. But we know the government has not, you know what I'm saying, been beneficial for a hip. We all know that, you know what I'm saying? But it's like right now it's the same time and you live there, you feel what I'm saying? In this same time that we live in. Can you hear me, Shay? Shay, can you hear me?
I hear you. I can
okay.
Hear you.
This same time that we live in, it's like nobody really understands this race war thing, this war thing, all this weather. I mean, it's crazy. Like, everywhere you turn around, it's stuff going on. That's confusing also, because you're trying to, know when the hurricane coming, you're trying to know if you got to prepare for a nuclear war. You got to prepare to go down the street before you go, try to take your life because it's black. You know, it's crazy. So, I mean, it's stressful within itself. And you got, take care of your family, work, things of that nature. So, like, it's hard. I understand that. But this is a point in time in life where you have to know what's going on. You have to learn. You have to educate yourself. You have to prepare yourself. You have to instill certain things within you to keep you motivated. Because if you don't and you start losing track, you will be lost. And if you're lost and things start happening, you will not survive. It's that simple. I don't think it's survival. I'm the only person who can do it. Survival. We as a people as a whole, man, we have to learn. We have to learn who we are and what we are. Individually, as a whole, as people, we live in a world where it's not, in certain areas it's easy, but in some it's not. You can't say like you can't, because you never know a person's story. Everybody's story is different. I spend a lot of time with those, the penal system and stuff. So I feel like a lot of these guys' stories haven't been told like it should. And they deserve the right for it. Speaking of that. Speaking on this martial law thing. Okay. As y'all heard from Shay, it does affect the guys in so many different ways. Five, the state or fact of continuing to live or exist. Typically, in spite of an accident or deal or difficult circumstance. An object of practice that has continued to exist from an earlier time. Survive.
continuation of life or existence or existence. Problems for survival or in different conditions or bring about the outcome of a person is a person's own okay crap. Now, the definition of one word is continuation. Synonym for survival is continuity, and durability and endurance. Survive, a relic, a remainder, a remnant, a bit, natural selection, constant. Extension, longevity, permanent, perpetuation, protraction, run, turn, vitality. Survival is a strong word. And I promise you I can continue on and on and on with synonyms of survival. Long one, okay. Well, I'm saying all that for is to say this right here, right? This martial law thing. It's about survival by understanding it, what it is, what it means, how it affects you and the people around. Survival is learning, it's growing, it's becoming wiser, teaching yourself, strengthening yourself on all levels of life that you can, taking advantage of your possibilities because your situations because. At any given point of life, you can lose your life. But it would be better for you, and you have a better opportunity of making it if you know what survival is. And if it's instilled in you, some people have natural instincts of survival. But some, you know, aren't blessed like that. So for those who aren't, you have to understand that this is survival. This show is about survival. You know what I'm saying? And I want to do a topic on that too, shit. Because, like, if you understand martial law, it's possible to survive. Because, like, we don't know everybody's in the military. We have seen videos, stuff on Facebook, and showing people that's in the military that's in actual hate. These terrorists just running around, you know what I'm saying? Hateful. And, you know, he's a killer. You have people in the military, right, that's a part of these types of things. So when they're coming in and they're taking you away from your home, the things that they make, like, you never know how those people are going to treat you. For example, during Hurricane Katrina, I'm not going to sugarcoat it or bite my tongue. Yeah, there's stories of people being abused by these military people, shot at and things like that by these military people for petty stuff. You know what I'm saying? So how you know there's not going to be any undercover person that's you know, on some negativity, like, before you right now, and throw it over you? Okay, thanks. All right. And it's crazy because I actually talked to people that saw how some of the military, you know what I'm saying, personnel, the people acted. For these are the people that were born with natural stuff. They were down, they were broke, they were hurt, they were stressed out, some were wounded, you know, dying or whatever. And they were being treated like people in third world countries. So, like, survival again, you have to understand how this is supposed to how things could transpire and kind of like think ahead of those outcomes. On the possibility and be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to be prepared to shoot that or shoot at. No. I'm telling you to know how to talk to a person, know how to accept authority, know how to understand your position and the reason why. Not making you deliver yourself or humble yourself, but know that everybody else is going to be told the same thing that you're being told. They're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, are we going to war just benefit, or are we going to, because these military people are some of our families, you know, and they're just doing their job. But you got to understand, right, they get paid to follow orders. And until we unseat this praise behind president, those people got to do what they got to do. Whatever we get into and go down, they got to do their job to keep us safe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we have to have understanding, too, on a certain level so that we'll be able to interpret things and not misunderstand them and react the way that we should. Being humble is a hard lesson. You know what I'm saying? You have people that go all their life and never learn how to stop, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be hard. But again, survive. If your parents or children or whatever, you know your people depend on you. So you have to put yourself in a situation where you know you're going to survive for them, you know. It's very vital. It's very vital. So the guys in the penal system, I need y'all to know that, like, it's not just about martial law. It's about survival also and surviving wise, you know. You know, in a situation where you're being wise, you know, the outcome, the percentage of the outcome is very high. Very high. So, with that being said, Shay, would you like to elaborate on anything I said?
You're absolutely right. You know, I was reading something and a young lady made a comment that she don't understand why if you know you live near a body of water, a major body of water, and you know that we can't control Mother Nature, why is it that you would rather invest in rims on your car or a $500 pair of shoes but won't even go out and buy an $89, $99 inflatable raft? And she made sense. She made absolute good sense when she said that it's all about taking a look at your surroundings and thinking about the what ifs. That don't make you crazy because you're looking down the road and being prepared. You know, it tells us you have to, you know, plan properly for situations to prevent poor outcomes. And a lot of times it could mean the difference between, you know, life and death. It really do, even with the guys that's behind the walls. If it's within your power to keep your box full of goods, I would do that. That's where my money would go. If my family member was sending me money, I would use that money to make sure that at least you can eat. Because just say, for instance, what if? We have to begin to start thinking, because we don't live in this world alone. We're connected to nature. We're connected to each other. We're connected to the government, to superior powers that be, and a lot of times they don't work in our favor. So we have to learn how to prepare for those what ifs so we can survive. So that's pretty much my synopsis and observation on, you know,
martial law. Correct, though. You're absolutely correct, though, Shay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want people to understand, like, the importance of it, because, you know, we let all this materialistic stuff, like you said, you know, get our mind deterred from what it should be on. You know, people getting ready for the weekend, big parties, big fast, and all the stuff like that. And, like, right now, you got a hurricane, you know what I'm saying, blowing around, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arizona, you know what I'm saying, like, right now. You know, people don't know if people can have another Katrina. People saying that it's worse. You know, people that see for knowing how things are supposed to be. You know, I got my opinion on the weather thing and the government, but, you know, I'll say that for another show. But it's like, you know, all this stuff going on. These people in Houston, They laying up in these apartments. I promise you, like, this time for my tears and the thing. He is upstairs in Houston in an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, 100 yards from him, this water is, you know, he's in a spot to where he is in this more of a dry spot area. And he didn't have to really just evacuate like that. You know what I'm saying? But he can't even get in his car and go to the store, though. You know? And it's a lake right behind. You know what I'm saying? And they like, they talking about releasing water and stuff, but like, this lake is still sitting right here. So it's different ways the government, you know, got stuff going on. But my thing is, like I told him, man, y'all know y'all supposed to have left. Like, you literally supposed to left. You know what I'm saying? But you actually have people that want to go to the club this weekend and all the stuff like that. And they're not even looking at the fact that they might be brainstorming or worse. You know, and Mississippi was not prepared with Katrina. They were. That's why you had 100,000 people coming from everywhere getting jobs down at the Hill Street, get it back to him. And it's still not all the way back right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, seriously. So, I mean, imagine what Houston's going to go through. They lost the whole bridge. I mean, whole high part of a highway. You know what I'm saying? 288, for those who know anything about that. You know, 288 is gone. As far as that bridge right there, going, he go through Houston. You know, I mean, it's crazy, man. And like, we got to be more focused. Again, it's survival. I mean, how bad do you want to survive? Is how important is it to be aware of what can go on in your future and your chances of survival? I mean, what do a person have to say to get you to realize, like, how important that is? If we don't get focused, if we don't tune in and watch some of the news and try to look things up that you hear that you don't understand, feel me? Because there'd be a lot of stuff thrown out there that y'all don't understand, and we don't understand as a community and people as a whole that, man, if we really knew what these people are saying, like, you know, we're being played like fools. Because some of the stuff that this president is standing up these podiums and saying out his mouth, everybody, and like they say, they and their mama know, is illegal. It's not constitutional. It's unheard of. And then these people get on the TV and they acting like they shocked that he's acting like this. I'm like, come on, really? But that'd have been Obama or Clinton, even Clinton. You know what I'm saying? You see how they did him? They made him into the biggest whoever and being okay, but at the same time, this president right here, wife, you know what I'm saying? She's naked, you know, all over the internet, you know? So, I mean, come on, man, like, a blind eye is being turned to a lot of this stuff. But the people that got sense know what's going on. And it's our job to make sure y'all know what's going on because it's really unconstitutional, man. Everything this dude doing, his attitude is not that of a president, and you have to carry yourself in a distinct manner and fashion when you're in a elite position like that. You have to. There's no way around that. You have to carry yourself with grace, you know what I'm saying, and pride and honor. You don't supposed to carry yourself like no fool. This man doesn't have any emotions. I think when the situation with Houston came about, you know, for a few days, he didn't even come in on it. He didn't even have nothing positive to say in support of it or nothing. And Obama was down there the whole time helping people, volunteering, man, him and his family feeding people and stuff. You know what I'm saying? This man is not even the president no more. Well, he's still a man, but, you know, and he's still out there in the trenches helping people. And you got this guy that y'all have voted in as a president, that y'all call a president, you know, sitting up in his White House or on the jet somewhere, like, you know, like it's nothing. It doesn't matter. But because there's all these black lives involved and these people of color. You know, Houston is a city in Texas, which, you know, Texas is the state that's next to the border of Mexico, you know, which he despises. It's survival. I bet survival is on them people, man. Right now, as we speak, survival is on everybody in Houston and from Houston, man. No doubt about it. The same threat is possibly headed our way, you know. So you got to look at that. Then it's raining around here in Mississippi, y'all. It is raining, you know. The weather's kind of look, you know, look different, ain't it? Y'all know how that stuff go about, right? It's survival. So, I mean, I need people to be on point and know, you know what I'm saying, like, what's coming with this topic on martial law, it was for the benefit of the people because,
you never know. Just say, for instance, they kick it off today. I'm going to give y'all a quick scenario for the show. They kick off much louder today, right? All the guys in the penal system. If you know you're supposed to go home tomorrow, right? If you know you're supposed to leave first thing in the morning, however they do it, you ain't going to be understanding that you can't go home no kind of way possible. You're not trying to hit it. If you flat time, you know you threw your sentence, no probation, no nothing. You can't go home, though, because they just declared martial law today. That's immediately affecting you and your family. And then, as they said, they can come in and remove your family from your home and put them in an isolated spot, whether a warehouse or a building, a prison, wherever they're going to put you in, you know. And that's separation, because here you is supposed to be at home, but you're not. And then your family's been moved someplace you don't know nothing about, and you don't know if you're going to get injury in it, speak with them, and they're going to lie out and be around each other or what. You know what I'm saying? That's very, like, that's something that needs to be understood. Like the position that you're going to be in. So maybe you can start preparing yourself. You know, because it's a reality of something that can possibly happen. This martial law thing can literally and possibly happen right here in the United States. With the rate of the thing, the way things are going on right now, it can literally happen seriously, y'all. You got race wars going on right now, a lot of negativity, a lot of hatred, man. It's bad. It's really, really bad. Again, people are losing their lives. I need y'all to understand that. You know what I'm saying? This martial law thing, we defined it. You know, we discussed it. I think we're going to work on Survivor 2 maybe tomorrow or this weekend. But I just want people to understand the seriousness of this martial law. You know what I'm saying? The possibilities of what can happen and how it immediately affects guys and feelings. Because it's something that needs to be discussed. And it's something that needs to be understood so that, again, you can prepare for it. It's been a blessing to be able to give the people some knowledge today, some wisdom today, educate the people on something that's very vital for me. You know, as we look at it, it's been discussed and everything. Martial law, again, is the imposition of direct military control of normal civilian functions of government, especially in response to a temporary emergency such as invasion or major disaster or in occupied territory. Martial law can be used by government to enforce their rule over the public. Now, again, before we close, that natural disaster thing, that's hurricane. You know what I'm saying? That's destruction of areas. Mass area. So, like, right now with Houston, right, they can write you declare martial law right now and come in and correct everything. But, like, you got people trying to get their lives together. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that would just throw you off automatically all the way around the board. It would just distract you and throw you off and put you, you know, in a position where it's difficult, you know. Martial law. It's real. It's something that can happen. The stuff that's going on in the world right now, it can be easily declared. So that's what I want y'all to see and understand about. And life as we know it right now, the way the world is set up and things that's going on in the world right now, it can be declared any day, any second, any time. So that's just something that needs to be in the minds of the people, not as a distraction, but as an opportunity to prepare for it and to educate your family. Because we're in a sad state right now. Everything that's going on in the news and in the TV and even on the radio, you know, that's got our attention. We locked in on that. Everybody ready to see power. You know, Wind Empire coming back on. No football season. But at the same time now, this stuff is really happening out there in the world. And guess what? Something that's going on, at the rate it's going on, is going to continue to go on. And it's going to get worse if it's not stopped. And at some point, somebody's going to do something to try to stop it. Whether it's vigilantes or the government or the president or whoever, you know what I'm saying? And their attempts to stop it could be detrimental to all of us as a people, as a whole, as a country, as a society. So I need for my people to know what martial law
is about. And with that being said, Shay, would you like to say anything before we're ready to close out?
No, I think it was a much needed topic for today, and I'm glad that, you know, we'll be talking about something that a lot of times we don't talk about properly planning for things such as natural disasters and, you know, what if scenarios and making sure that you have necessary supplies that if you are put in a situation and you can't get any relief, do you have what you need in order to sustain life? So, you know, with that being said, I hope everyone have a wonderful rest of the evening, and I look for all of you all to tune back in on tomorrow.
Word. Man, y'all gotta get up on y'all self, man. It's very important, man. It's very important to know what you need to know. There's nothing like it, man. Information is vital, and we have to take it in. We have to do something with it. We can't just sit back and know stuff and be like, oh, that's what's up. Nah, you know, the more you know about it, you know what I'm saying, the more you're able to be in a position to do something about it, you know. Again, it's been a blessing, and I appreciate y'all for calling in and listening to the show today. We're going to keep our word this Wednesday and Thursday, and then we're going to get a day after weekend also. So, you know, we're just rocking and doing what we do, y'all. This has been the Movement 720. I'm your host, Opie, having a business with my co-host, Sharon Brown. I got a website address that I want to give to the people because we really need you people to get on this website and check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to us that we communicate with the people so that we will understand what you guys are looking for, different subject topics, assistance, ideas, you know, things of that nature. We got some radical stuff getting ready to come up, y'all. We're going to do support of the people, so we want y'all to spread the word about being prepared to go in front of the Capitol and, you know, rally for, you know, protest for the right to stop it, you know, the right for the guys within the penal system and to stop all the negativity and the atrocities, forms of mistreatment that they suffered for a while now. So it's very important that we get y'all support. So please be prepared for that. And also, the website is the Movement 720, the number 720, the Movement 720 site, that's SITE, the numbers 123.me, ME. That's the Movement 720.site, 123.me. Please go by there and leave a comment, suggestions, anybody y'all would like to be on the show as a guest, anything y'all would like to talk about, or anything in that nature, man. Please hit us up, man. Let us know in the comment section, or even leave us an email. Set up for y'all to do either one. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a blessing to have you guys on the show. Ask y'all to call in tomorrow at 5:30. We're going to get ready to do our thing again. Join us again tomorrow. We love our people, man. We do it for y'all. That's what it's what. That's what it's about. You feel me? And, hey, we love y'all, man. Stay strong. Keep your head up. Stay focused, man. Don't be deterred by this nonsense. Always be positive and productive. Continue to strive towards your goals. Believe in yourself. Trust God. Don't let nothing deter you from being who you're supposed to be in life. Be something positive. Be something good. Love people genuinely. And just be a good person in God, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Because in the end, you're going to get your reward and your destiny.